This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We feel very fortunate with the group we have up front. Now we just got to, you know, hopefully can stay healthy throughout the course of the season. Those guys have played a lot of games together. They're all very, very talented. But I think what really makes that group so unique, it might be one of the smartest, if not the smartest, one of the smartest offensive lines that I've been fortunate enough to be around.
Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. This is the Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. Bill Baby Tao Schmidt, Gary Ellerson, former Badger and Packer running back. Smart man. Matt LaFleur, knowing where the bread is buttered. Offensive linemen usually are the smartest guys on the team, right? I mean, we know
they
that.
They are. No, they
we
are.
Know that. Because of how it has to be played. And when you have – Mike Clemens was in here yesterday, Gary, and I didn't necessarily understand it.
You know the story with the O-lines, right? You know the story with the O-lines, right?
This O-line? Or
O-line in general. They're driving plane. They're navigating. Defensive linemen, they jumping out.
Those are the riskers. We'll have the thinkers over here. They'll do all the hard work.
Yeah, defense linemen.
All the heavy lifting.
Yeah. Old linemen, they're navigating. They're in front. They're driving the plane. Defensive linemen, them jokers jumping out the plane.
And that makes defensive line so much fun. I mean, it really does. You get to do all the nuts, craziness.
Yeah, just crazy stuff.
Just crazy stuff. Yelling,
that is the
punching. There's so many different opportunities that when Mike was telling us yesterday about the depth that this team has and guys that have played games in the NFL, it's a different position where you do have to understand what is going to be coming at you, but you can only prepare for so much until Khalil Mack comes and slaps you in the mouth if you're David Bakhtiari. There's only so many ways that you can prepare as Brian Bulaga until Khalil Mack comes on a pass rush.
Right. No, and that's absolutely true. And so when you get Khalil Mack coming, you be like, hey, yo, we got some help.
We sliding over here?
Are we sliding over here or what?
Hot.
Right chip. Away. Where's my back? Where's my chip? I'm looking for a chip. Come on, cuz.
Somebody's going to come help me.
Somebody got to chip that joker back down in here.
Now, you used to have to chip somebody that wore 56. That was a little bit scary, though.
No?
LT, when he was coming down blitzing against the Giants? No?
No, I'm going the opposite way, cuz.
That was a smart one to get away from.
I'm going the opposite way.
Not going anywhere near that man.
No.
He is a scary individual. He must have been. How much scarier was he actually on the field?
Very. I mean, too much. I mean, like, you just, like, you look over there. I think they were playing in East Rutherford Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was East Rutherford. I let my boy Leap on in here. I think Leap made it.
Leroy Butler jumping into the studio.
East Rutherford Stadium at the time. And you sit on, and you come in like for warm ups, and he ain't out there. But when the game start, he ain't out there, cuz. But when the game start, he's on, and then you look across for after you do the national anthem, and you see he is larger than life.
It was the weirdest thing and the most unsettling thing is when last year, before the first game that you saw Khalil Mack play for the Bears, I was watching this dude do like 100 push ups on his fingertips.
You know who
freak shows do that.
You know who another joker that I looked at and I went like, oh my God, Julius Peppers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure.
Woo.
Human beings are not supposed to be made that big.
But have the athleticism.
Yeah, just the sheer speed. Yeah. Scary.
I mean, just in his prime. Now, I'm not talking about when Green Bay got him.
Mm-hmm.
Not even when Chicago got him.
No, when he was
at Carolina.
With Carolina.
Panthers?
Yep. Who was that for you guys, Leroy, back in your era, where it was just like, where did this dude come from?
Well, Wayne Simmons, he would just pace up and down the locker room. Wouldn't talk to nobody, just walk down 20 feet, come back 20 feet. Walk down 20 feet, walk back. Wouldn't say, hey, Wayne, how's it going? Like, is this guy ready to play or what? I mean, that's the way he was. Got baby oil all up like he's in one of these flexing contests. You got to look shiny, I guess, on national TV, I guess. I don't know. You work out.
Should have just got a long towel and would look a lot better.
Some guys, you just leave them alone when game time. You just leave them alone.
I give you another one. Alonzo Spellman.
Yeah, he's another.
I even still know that name.
Arms on the ground.
Way down here, man. Long, he's just ripped up.
Go gadget arm. He got these long arms.
Like, where do they cut this guy out
of? Man. I seen him come up in Lambeau Field, cuz one day I got, oh my God, where they get this guy from?
Where they?
David Bakhtiari is not as good as that. But
dead or alive, Alonzo Spellman.
Dead or alive, Alonzo Spellman. Can I have that for you after David Bakhtiari with Mike Clemens?
He might be gone.
You think he gone?
Yeah.
I got to think so. Well, no.
Yes, sir. All right.
Mike Clemens joined by David Bakhtiari, who will join us Tuesdays 4:35 during the football season. Sat down with Mike Clemens earlier this week.
All right, guys, with Packers left tackle, David Bakhtiari.
Years ago, I had an experienced NFL coach say, when it comes to the offensive line, experience is really the key at that position. Like, you might need to get to 50 games before you see it all. Is that true?
I wouldn't say 50, but, I mean, yeah. Technique plays a big role. And the more you see and the more you play, the slower the game becomes, the pressures become, your instincts heighten. So, yeah, I mean, the younger you are, what helps with less instincts is being a better, like, being hyper-athletic. Because when you get caught in a compromised position and you're an unbelievable athlete, you can cover up where your instincts aren't. And then as an older guy, how offensive line play for so long is because they're so instinctive, they play smarter, not harder. So they don't have to be, they don't need to have the unbelievable athleticism that they may have lost, you know, in year 12 or 13 as compared to year 2. But they're so much smarter, they put themselves in better positions so they don't get into a compromised position where only athleticism can get you out of it.
You know, what's amazing is, you know, I was here for Clifton and Tauscher for a decade at tackle. And now you and Brian, I mean, that's...
Yeah, Brian's a decade.
That's unusual to have that kind of consistency at the tackle position.
Yeah, I think it's something special. Never met Cliffy, I've met Tausch, but... I only heard great things about Cliff. I'd love to meet him one day. I think it's something special, and I think a unspoken bond that we probably share playing the position, especially for the same franchise, and playing at the level we've, you know, I'm still playing at, but he had played at. You know, I came in, that was one of the names, one of the big names, you know, Forrest Gregg, Cliffy, Tausch, Brian. Those are like the, when I came in, those are the names that shot off the board for the tackle position. So I think what they did was very special, and you know, I think me and Brian can continue to do something that's been doing for a long time.
And in your time here, Bears, Lions, and Vikings, they haven't had that kind of continuity at that position, right?
No, we've been very fortunate, and the old staff always said that the best line was the line that played, was a healthy line and a line that played together every week.
So then this year, they had experience with Billy. He's 6 years NFL. And you still got Justin McCray, who's had a lot of games in 3 years. So at least you got one guy with a lot of NFL experience. That's a pretty good deal. So I asked Matt LaFleur, of the five teams he's worked for in the last 10 years, is this the most experienced? And he wasn't sure, but he said, you know what? He just said this. This is probably the smartest group I've worked with. And, I mean, he said, your communication amongst this group is outstanding.
I would agree. I think across the board, you know, you have a lot of high football IQ. You know, Brian's played a lot of ball, understands certain things. Corey's very intelligent. He was groomed by both the guards that were here before. And, no, not Dietrich Smith, but JC had helped him. Corey's intelligence on the football field is very heightened, especially with Aaron. I've been around, I've understood mannerisms and kind of picked up, you know, how what makes me kind of click. So I'm helping to kind of keep in check certain things that are going on the offensive line, and even helping out with the QB, certain things I know that he likes to get done. And even I will say this, the more talk about instincts and kind of intelligence, I think also the nice thing is just the continuity. When you play with someone for so long, they don't even need to talk to you, and you know exactly what they're saying. You know, almost like in a marriage, you know what your wife is trying to say. And she, even though, as like, you know, my girlfriend even says this to me, we've been together for a while now, even though I'm not really saying, my words aren't really making sense of what I want, she knows exactly what I want. I'm trying to say, you can get that thing, and she knows exactly what I'm talking about. I think the same thing, you know, when I see Aaron, he's got a million things going on in his head. The nice thing about having guys who play with him for a long time, we already know what he wants, what he's trying to say. So I think that is a measurable and something that you can't really put a price on.
And the highest form of communication is unspoken, and I'm kind of getting the vibe right now that this interview is over with. Thank you, David Bakhtiari.
Yeah. Arms crossed at it all.
That's Mike Clemens with David Bakhtiari. You can always kind of tell when somebody's done, when somebody's done talking.
Well, he'll let you know for sure.
He'll let me know. I think I'm going to learn that this year when we talk to David Bakhtiari. Mm-hmm. There's plenty of different times you can tell somebody's done. Mike Clemens doing a great job up in Green Bay.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.